Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. So we got the phone lines open up. So if anybody want to call in, we got the phone lines open up. Wow. Somebody called Mama Shirley. give her the belly. It's giving you need to use the phone. You can go to the closet. Wow. So we got it right then and there. All of them right there. Call in the number 646-716-8447. 646-716-8447. 646-716-8447. Last four, 1334. Call you on the air.
Hi, Wally. How are you?
Oh, that's much better.
Congratulations, buddy. I mean, you deserve it all. You deserve it
all. Thank
you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? I called. I'm like the other girl. You know about people saying something about TS. Now I'm not a TS Madison fan, but you know it's like I get that thing. It's like you know sometimes people pass and people get up there and they're he was a good guy and he was the. You know, and you just be meeting, just called your MF the last week. So I don't, you know, have any bad feelings about her not saying anything. If she still had a little animosity toward that person, you know, why would you get up and, you know, just because they're gone? You know, it's kind of phony. It reminds me of an uncle I had who was so mean. And when he died, we went to his church for his funeral. And all those people start getting up and saying all these nice things about my uncle. And it's like, hell, are they talking about the same Uncle Jake? I know, you know. So I just think that it was okay for her not to speak on, you know, what was her name, Samantha James. It was okay. I don't think there was no harm, no harm, no foul done there. But congratulations, Wiley, and I hope you win, and I'm sure I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you, and I'm going to put the information out, and thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I will be in Atlanta for the award show. Definitely will be there. This is such an honor. Wow, I'm shocked because I wasn't expecting that.
You know what, Wiley? The people who ride with you, they see something in you, and you've got 28,000 people that see something in you, and you probably got a couple of more thousand in the bushes that don't want to admit it. But you got that it factor. You got the personality that draws people. And I don't agree with you 100%. Sometimes I be damn mad at you. But you know what? I do. My husband say like a book. And when you read it, if something don't pertain to you, then you just go with that part. So I'm with you at least 90% of the time. So I just
thank
you well. I'm proud of you, and I'm just proud to have known you. And you got my vote, and if I can slip in and vote two times, put my granddaughter on there. So, you know,
yeah,
I
put your whole family.
I get two votes.
Yes.
Thank you, baby. Good night.
Thank you so very much for that. And also, too, thank you so very much for your support. Thank you, sister. You just never know who's going to call. Oh, wait a minute. Call back in. I think she wanted to say something. Lord, I hug her. Call back in, Mel. Somebody type in the chat. Say, call back in. All right. Let me type that in the chat. Call back in. She wants to say something else. We want to make sure she get it all out and stuff like that. Thank her for her support. Really, 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 really great. Let me check the Cash App because we're still raising money to get to L.A. Give me a second. Okay. I'm not adding on to that. So again, for the money that was raised, we can't even get a plane ticket. All right. The whole film is about to vote for you out. Thank you. Call back in. Okay. Okay. So she called back in. Let me show y'all this. Let me do a screen share. Okay. All right, so on April 30th of 2023 will be one of the most epic nights in Atlanta. If you attended the first annual, then you know. If you didn't, you might want to make sure you're in the building this time. Indulge in an all-inclusive food and drinks included night, pink carpet media, cocktail hour, live band, live performances, giveaways, award ceremony, pop-up shop, some of Atlanta most top-tier entrepreneurs, entertainer, designer, stylist, celebrity honorees, more, the network in the building will be off the radar. Have your VIP section yet? Click the link. There you go. And so this is what it is. It's called the Boss Babe Award, dedicated to women in the LGBTQ community. So we were nominated. So we're going to work really hard to win this award. Okay. Because we have a big fan base for that. Okay. And so we went next, and I thank y'all for nominating. We didn't complain like last year when another YouTuber won. We didn't complain. You didn't hear me talk negative about it, spoke negative about it at all. We actually congratulated that YouTuber. And now here we are. We're nominated not for one award, but we're nominated for two awards. So definitely great for that. And so we will send the information of where we can vote for that, and I will give that all information. I'm going to send my information in today, and I will update y'all with all information. I'm on station. I'm everywhere. So y'all would definitely be nominated. So we have to do this voting. I think it's a website where you vote, but I will have the information for y'all later. When I go back live, I'll have all the information for y'all, okay? Definitely I will do it for y'all, okay? I'm going to have all that information for you guys so you all can vote. Okay, and I will keep y'all, I'm definitely going to keep y'all voted, keep y'all updated on the vote. Okay, thank you. And we will be attending, because they nominated us, I was debating on going, but now I'm really going to go because they nominated us. And it's a good networking. So I remember the last time we went to the award show and we were nominated. We didn't win because y'all didn't vote. I think y'all voted for us. I think it was rigged. Sure. But we didn't win. My good friend won. So this time we want to win, okay? We want to win. The volume, as you okay, we'll be attending. Okay, I will just keep you on something. Some things are now important. Wiley, the court in L.A. No, that still can go like that. You can still walk and talk at the same time. You know what I'm saying? This is a show, okay? And so we post a picture of him and his fiance on our Instagram. So we post a picture already. We already own it. Most of y'all not on my Instagram. And I check for people like that because I be looking at folks. They be like, did he post it? I'm like, are you following me on Instagram? How many of y'all follow me on Instagram? Let me see. By the show of hands, how many of y'all are following me on Instagram? Okay. How many of y'all, by the show of hands, are following me on Instagram? Okay? How many? There we go. Instagram right there. Wiley Show, WileySHOW. How many of y'all follow me on TikTok? Okay? All right. Follow me. Keep your notifications on. All right, send me DMs and everything of good hot topics I ain't even talking about. Thank you. Okay, we got a lot of people that's following me on Instagram. Thank you. All right? And so we can get to 7,000 followers if all y'all go follow that account. Thank you so very much. We live. So follow us. Get those followers up. We post on there all the time. Daily we post on our Facebook page and also our Instagram page. Only thing we need you is to follow. At least my core audience, if you love and you support our show, follow the show right now. Follow us right now. Subscribe if you're not subscribing to the show. Thank you all so very much. The chat is live. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let me see how we're doing. Okay. All right. Thank you so very much. If you want to see the pic, it's on Instagram. If you want to see the pic, it's on Instagram. If you want to see the pic, it's on Instagram. If you want to see the pic, it's on Instagram. If you want to see the pic, it's on Instagram. Go Go to the Wiley Show Instagram page and you will see it. Go to the Wiley Show Instagram page and you will see it. Go to the Wiley Show Instagram page and you will see it. Okay? Boss Lady, we talked about Boosie. Boss Lady, we talked about Boosie. All right? Boss Lady, we talked about Boosie. Okay? Oh, man. We talked about Boosie, absolutely. Thank y'all so very much for y'all's support. This is great. This is great news. I wasn't, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting this before. Wow. I was not expecting, wow. I'm just shocked, like, because God blesses you when you least expect it. When you least expect it, God blesses you. I put it in my heart that 2023 is our year. It's my year and it's y'all year. And I believe that. I know God is truly going to bless us. My prayer, I know he's going to bless. That's our year. And so 2023 is our year. I'm already making preparations to focus more so on this show full time. And 2023 is our year, right? For those who are on this journey of contributing and watching, clicking, and also I call the stakeholders, thank you, Larry. I love that word, stakeholders, the people that contribute to the show. God is going to bless those that give thousands to the Wiley Show. You're going to see us go in higher heights on our show. For the investors, more people are going to invest, higher people are going to invest. You're going to get away. You're going to still have the complainers, but you're going to have big people to give anytime. God going to send people my way. When I put a request, they're going to give it. If I say we need $5,000, boom, they're going to give it. They're like that. And they're going to be blessed. The complainers still going to be over there complaining. They're going to be over there complaining. They're going to get drawn out because people are going to be giving. The little people that complain, two or three of them, going to be over. We're going to have givers. Like, I want to get to L.A. and go to the trial. God going to bless them. They're just going to give it. And they ain't gonna, you ain't going to know who it is. They're going to wow, wow. They're going to do it. Because them the type of people are going to come alive. Callers in 2023, you're going to see more new callers and also returning callers that's going to call into the Wiley Show. Maybe they're going to have them lines bombarded with callers, right? You're going to have more guests come on, not just celebrities, but people that you don't even know is going to take this show to higher heights. It's going to happen in 2023. Doors are going to happen, and then people are going to be here and see it, right, and witness it. Y'all going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, look how God took him to the next level, right? And y'all going to be saying, I remember when you was blowing your nose and all that. And you're going to see the glow up. The teeth gonna see the glow up. Ah, somebody type in, you're gonna see the glow up. Type in glow up. You're gonna see that on the show. Is this Jason Lee Anonymous? Is this Jason?
Oh no, this is Queen Tulsa. How are you?
Welcome, Queen Tulsa.
I thought
welcome
that I would
show.
Pull up on you because I saw T.S. Madison in the title, and then Cookie. I wish that y'all would just really let Cookie rest. You know, I mean, just let it go. We already know the relationship that Cookie and T.S. had. We cannot force something, okay? The shoe just don't fit. We understand that. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Why are y'all continuing to keep trying to divide the trans women?
You said, excuse me?
It's a nonstop thing with you guys.
Who said that? Who's trying to divide? I'm trying to understand you.
You, Jives, and sat over there and had a panel and did the most.
Okay.
Horrible.
Well, I'm not Jives, but what did I say that's trying to divide? But I'm not trying to divide
the title. Have you gave her GoFundMe? Have you put something towards her funeral?
I have sent it to her funeral. But what in the title that say divide? I said, T.S. Madison.
Have you put a donation to her funeral?
I did. I said, T.S. Madison won't post Cookie Sookie. How is that me creating division when T.S. Madison responds about why she's not posting Cookie Sookie? But what did King Jai say?
Listen, she gave her statement. And why can't we just leave it there?
Because it's social media. People going to
talk
about it.
Are you going to be watching her new show, Hush, on All Black?
I'm going to be watching
her. Can we talk about that?
I don't know if I'm going to get another app. I don't know if it's interesting. I will support it. I watched her. Did you watch her movie, Bros? I supported that. Did you go to the movies and see that? I didn't see no post about it.
No, I didn't post about it. But she knows that I went to go see it because I DM'd her.
Okay, you DM her. And so did you DM her about me? Because we ain't creating no division. We just have a conversation.
Wiley, you are creating a division.
How?
Because you got both of their names up in the title. Can Cookie rest? She can't even get her rest in. Listen, she passed on 12-3. Her saying was 1-2-3. She's legendary. Let's just accept the fact that she's legendary in her way.
Legendary. But again, if you are an internet sensation and if you die, people are going to talk about you, especially if you die, if you was a crackhead and all of that, people are going to talk about you. If whenever my day comes, when I transition, people are going to make videos about me.
Can't she get in the ground first?
So again, no. People are going to talk about it before she gets in the ground. It is what it is. This is the place of social media. So if you're also on social media, if you die, people are going to talk about you. People talked about her when she was alive, so that's not going to change once she dies.
Yeah, I just really feel like you're pushing it, and I really feel like you're hurting my spirit, you know.
Ma'am, how's I'm hurting your spirit? You call into the Wiley Show, so if you're watching my show and you get hurt, that's on you, because you can watch.
I'm aching.
You watch.
Listen, you've been calling me to start aching.
Okay, well, that's on you if you start aching watching my show. But what did King Jive say?
Oh, he was raunchy. He was just so disgusting. I mean, he was so thirsty for some attention. He was on Twitter. He screenshotted his conversation, and he didn't make it about them. He wanted to let everybody know that he was right there for the fight.
Well, Queen, why don't you have a platform and you uplift it? This is the social media. This is what we do on social media. We talk about people that are trending. This is what I do, and this is what other people do if you are a social media person. This is what we do.
Listen, it's one thing to report on the story, but when you're sitting out there making it your mom, like you just down Cookie, but then you're posting her GoFundMe, like which way is it going to be?
Well, for me, I'm going to say this. This is America, and you should be able to talk about whatever. If you don't like it, Queen, you can go on your platform. You can talk about what you want to talk about. Well, over here, we talk about trending topic. And Cookie Tookie 1-2-3 transition, and we're going to talk about her. Though she isn't in an eternal sleep, we're going to talk about her because, again, our job is to talk about people that are trending. Though she get an eternal sleep, that does not mean that I've got to stop talking about her. People are going to talk about when Queen Elizabeth passed away. People talked about Queen Elizabeth. So people are going to talk about you. When Jesus was crucified. When Jesus Christ was crucified and they laid him on the cross, 2,000 years later, we still talk about Jesus. So again, we going to talk about you.
Wiley.
Yeah.
If I was in your presence, I would stamp on your toe in my kitten heel right now.
No, you're not going to stamp on my toe. My security will hold you back. What I'm trying to tell you is people are going to talk about you. So that you're not understanding that. You don't like when people talk about certain ones in your face, but they're going to talk about you, Queen. We are in that business. If you don't like it, then delete your social media and go join the Amish or something like that, or, you know, just go on a remote island or something. But as long as you're on social media, people are going to talk.
I just really feel like y'all understand that y'all are about the Lord and y'all are into church and y'all are praising people, but y'all
absolutely
are the devils on the internet.
No, I'm not the devils on the internet. I rebuke that. I'm not the devil on the internet.
You get gutter. You get down in the gutter.
I don't get down in the gutter. I do commentary. If you don't like what my commentary is, Sister Queen, go watch people that you like. But on the Wally Show, we're going to talk about people.
Yeah, well.
That's what I do. I talk about people.
Wally?
Yes. Tulsa?
I feel like we were going in a good space.
We are in
I
a
really
good
did
space. We just have a disagreement because you don't like what I'm talking about, and I'm trying to educate you on the power of social media. You are in the same business. When you went to the hotel and got discriminated against and you had something around your neck, you had a vertebrae broken or whatever else happened, whatever else, people what? They talked about it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm just telling you, did they not talk?
You...
Did they not? Did they not talk about it? They talked about that
Wiley
story. So people are going to talk
Wiley
about things that are trendy.
Oh, no. Where's HR? I want to file a grievance because you're not going to step here to use my trauma against me.
No, I'm not using
it
against you. It's an example that when that situation happened, it reached the news, right or wrong. Was that on the news?
It was on the news.
So why do you
tell
the news after talking about it? They talked about it on the news.
Yeah, but they didn't do how you did. You know what I mean?
That's them. That's their perspective.
You drugged me.
They have editors. I'm a freelancer.
You drugged
me. I have more freedom. Excuse me?
You drugged me like Mama Joyce did Kermit.
It doesn't matter. Again, you are an entity. You are an internet personality, and people are going to talk about you. You're not exempt to being talked about. You talk about people as well, Queen.
Do you think I'm a sensation?
You are an internet sensation, yes.
Oh. Well, I feel better. Go ahead and talk about us. Go ahead and let it be known. Say what you feel about it. Because you know what, Wiley? At the end of the day, I love you for that. You know,
I love you.
You just really, you won me over. You won my heart.
I love you.
And I
want to. Yeah. I love you.
And it's a job that we have to do. And I sometimes just have to remember, Queen Tulsa, you know, it's a job. I have to remind myself of that. But you just really gave me a big perspective, and I'm back in love with you.
Well, I never fell out of love with you. And I want to encourage you to keep going. Don't stop your platform. You are a trans woman of color. So you pick up that baton, and you fight, and you build your channel up. That's my encouragement for you. In the next year of 2023, don't be just calling to people's shows. Put more focus into your channel and really build that channel up, because it's going to open up more doors for you, because people need to hear your story, and then people, and you are talented. You have a gift. Use your gift on your show. So get back on calling into people's shows. Put more interest and energy into your show.
Yeah. Well, do you mind if I give this show a review?
No, you can always give. I don't mind. You can review my show. I don't mind.
Okay. Don't flag me.
No. Don't play all my content. No, review it. You just can't play all my content now, Queen. That don't how that goes.
No, I just want to play the part where we were in love. You know, our love.
Okay.
Our love
you can play that. You have my permission to play that part. Most definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't mind.
All right, honey. Let me go ahead and get in bed and shower up, and I'll be over in a minute. Night.
Okay, bye-bye. Good night. Wow. You see, I'm in an encouraging mood. Man, Wiley is an excellent job over here, and we love Wiley. We love his show. We can talk about whatever he pleases shall he please. That is dragon. I love my imagination. Yes, we back. Oh man, ooh, well, I'll crack it up. Man, this chat is this chat. Oops, Wally is cracking it down. This chat is doing it. Okay. That's all I have to say. Okay. Thank y'all for the support. We need 300 likes and we're there. 300 million likes. So make sure y'all click that like button. All right. And so we don't have, we're about support over here. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and we still have 500 million people watching. We're on the patient. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Riley called her one clicks of views, one compliment, and she's completely changed her stand. I'm sorry. Hope she gets the head. Stop calling in. The best chat on YouTube, the chat popping. We should have at least 1 million likes by now. Absolutely. So, you know, you just never know who's going to call into the show, girl, by. You call into Wally's show. Wally, that girl is clout chasing. I don't do the clout chasing, and I want to say, like calling to people's shows, I make sure I just produce the content on the Wally Show. 8544, calling you live on air.
Hey, Wally.
Welcome to the Wally Show, sister.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and say congratulations on your nomination. I think
Thank
you're going
you
to
so
win.
Much. Thank you.
And I hope that you tag Jason in this since he thinks that it'll take you 25 years. I think it'll take him 25 years to be where he thinks he is currently now. As I mentioned a few calls ago when I called in, I think what Jason is doing is not working, and he really needs to invest in selling hair mousse. Or, you know, doing something with mixed chicks. I think he needs to focus on, like, hair products because I think he keeps trying to do shows like Gagging. He was on Foxhole. He was with iHeartRadio. All those failed within months. And look at you, Wiley. You're still growing. You're growing. The other day I was on YouTube, and I heard another YouTuber. He had a panel, and they were talking about you. But they were talking great things. Zion was actually on the panel.
Yes,
and
yeah,
they were speaking great things about you. I didn't even know one of the persons that was on the panel. I didn't even know she watched you. And this girl knew all your content. I've never seen her in the chat. I've never seen her call in since I've been watching. She knew everything about your channel. So people love you, and you don't even know it, Wiley.
And don't even
I don't
know
think
it
you
because
know how many people.
I'm starting to know that. I know that now. At first, I didn't. That it's a small majority in the chat, and it's not big numbers in the live chat. But the replay, they watch. And then when you hear them do, like you said, I didn't even know that panel was going on. But when you hear them talk, you know they watch. We even had Jason Lee watch. And he and his brother talk about 25 years that I had a blessing in my email. Didn't even know it. And some just clicked on the email, and here we are, nominated for an award, and it didn't even take me 25 years to get a nomination. But I'm getting that now that people watch the show that don't comment, but they watch. And if you talk to them and all of that, and they do a show about us or whatever, you hear that they are a producer. They just in the bushes, but they watch. So I thank all the people in the bushes and will the people in the chat.
Yeah, my cousin, she's a content provider. I won't call her name because I don't know if she wants. She's very small. But she was the one that told me about you because we live in the same area. And she was like, have you heard of Wiley? And I had heard of you, but it was just one time at that time. And I had so happened to see that Christmas show with you on CTV's you know, CTV and Larry Reed and Tasha, that whole thing, and they were trying to convince you. And I was watching, and you know one thing I love about you from that show and love it, you were standing in your you were standing on your word. You were not backing down.
No.
And I was just like, I was like, at first, because I didn't know all of the characters in the story, I was like judging you like, he's being so stubborn. Like, Tasha's being so gracious. I didn't even know about Tasha. And I was like, she's being so gracious to him. And you were like, I'm not giving the camera back. Thank you. You gave it to me. I'm keeping it. And it's the Wiley Show, and I'm going to do my content. And now I'm like, yeah, you do that, Wiley. So
yes.
I just want to say you're doing a great job, and I'm so glad I found your channel. It brightens my day when I do see that, you know, you have a show going on. And don't listen to Jason Lee, because, you know, look at his career path right now. You know,
right?
So,
absolutely,
that was
I'm not gonna listen to that. I thank you. I think Renee, one of the moderators, said it so clear, and I want to read what she said. She said, "Jason Lee watches. He thinks he's throwing shade, but no, sir, you're giving Wiley free promo, and that's it. You know, what God
yep.
is going to show more people that say they don't like us and talk about I, you're going to see they are our supporters, and they're going to promote it." To their fans, you're going to see more of that. So we thank him for that promotion. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay. Charles J said, it's all jokes on the caller. Thanks for drawing. Yeah, thank you so very much. I wasn't expecting it. And we actually in the live, we've been on this live for 3 hours, you guys. And you're going to see more. Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Okay. Man. Let me add him to my story. Ba-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da-da. Oh, man. If I ever were to get back with men, I'm about to post somebody in my story. This is the type of person I want to be with. I'm going to have money to pull them. But if I ever were to get back with men, like to be in a relationship, this is like my type. Because if anybody needs to know my type, I'm going to post it in my story. I'm not going to say it out publicly, but I'm going to add it to my story. Let me say, love you, bro. Since everybody's saying, bro, let me put the hearts. Okay. That'll just be my type. But I have to have money for that. You know what I'm saying? When you know, I look good. But, you know, I could be better. And I know me. When you have money, so, you know, I can pull that. You know what I'm saying? You know, all right. That's one of my top guys. Okay. Yeah, if I have, you know, I'm talking about big, big money. It's going to happen. And I may change my mind and get married to a man. All right. You need to focus down, get your mind right. Yeah, but you need to focus on the show. I got distracted. All that good looking, I got distracted. Quite as Cal, Wiley has more personality than Jason, but they love talking about how Wiley looks now. It's sad, but they can't talk about he got no personality or he's dry. They can't talk about that. But, baby, I got a whole lot of personality. Oh, y'all said post his picture. Let me let y'all see his picture. He had came on our show before. Let me see. Hold on. Because he came on our show before. He actually came on our show before. And let me see if y'all can find, if I can find his picture. Okay. Because he actually came on our show before. Oh, Dad, give me a second. Okay, I can't. Because he came on our show before, the cleaning guru. He came on our show before. Let me see if y'all can see the picture, you guys. Okay, hold on. Oh, I like that picture. Okay, Yeah, because he came on our show before. He actually came on. He actually came on our show, I think, last year, talking about his business. Really, really good guy. I'm actually going to purchase his book. I'm like, if you look good, I will buy your. That's like my weakness. All right. Wally, when you decide to put it out in the public, you are getting married to a man. I have words to share. Just be ready. Okay. No, I'm just saying. I'll just say he's good. And he know how to clean and everything like that. He own his own cleaning business. You know. All right. Does it? He have a cleaning business. Yes. You know, and here we go. See, let me take him off here. Y'all so critical. Let me take him off here. Okay. Yeah, he have his own cleaning business and stuff like that. We definitely going to bring him back. On the show, we definitely are going to bring it back because he's a business and he have his own book. So we may make his book the book club pick. I don't know. I told him we may make it, and so I'm debating on it. Still got a couple of weeks before we pick January because we're gonna pick back the book club in January. So we may pick his book. But I'm looking forward to reading it. I want y'all to be into it as well. So we'll see how that's going to be. I know him. T.S. Madison interview with him. Wow. Wally pay good money for that. I'll pay good money for that. I would. Okay. All right. Oh, y'all like my shirt? So I purchased this shirt. I can't think of the store. Burlington. Y'all like the shirt? I was getting a compliment. I bought it from Burlington. Yeah, I got it from Burlington. So I got some other stuff I'm going to wear. Burlington. Is it going to be submissive? And then when you enter the room? I was reading before I sleep with him. I'm known to steal a man. I got it from Burlington. I said, I want that shirt. I think I got pants to match it. Yeah, I got pants to match. I think I gotta find it. I got it from Burlington. I got it from Burlington. Do a man have to stand when you enter the room? That is a good question, and I would answer that no. A man do not have to stand when a man enter the room. That only applies for your relationship with your wife. That woman have to stand up. But if it's a man, no. Okay? No, the man do not have to stand up. So if I was in a relationship with him, no, he will not have to stand for the man at all. Absolutely not. But if it's a woman, of course, that because she's the woman, she's the weaker vessel. She have to stand for her husband. But in a same gender relationship, he do not have to stand and everything like that. Absolutely not. He do not have to stand at all. But if I was in a relationship with Nikki at Night, of course, Nikki at Night would have to stand. Of course, if I was with Nikki at Night, I think I said Nikki at Night name. Of course, she would have to stand as well. So she would definitely have to stand. I thought you got somewhere he looks like the week of that. We know a woman would stand for you now. But women is the weaker vessel, and the man you stand up for for your husband. If you're in a relationship, okay? All right? So that's what I'm saying, okay? So I'm saying that, all right? We thank you so much. But if we're the weaker vessel, why should we say it? Because that is a sign of respect. God made man ahead of the woman. So with that being said, when that man step in the room, you stand up. That's what you do. You stand up for that man. I'm giving you that. And so, but of course, we have a lot of educated African-American women that do not want to do that. And but if I'm speaking more so for me, for my preference, the women have to stand. And so in the Bible, that's my Bible. In the book, I don't know what I did with my holy word. Okay, it's right here under all these papers. So in the book, you know, in the book, can somebody give me that scripture about women being a weaker vessel? In the book, it talks about that. Can somebody bring me that scripture about women being a weaker vessel? Can somebody give me that scripture, please? Because I know it's in here about women being a weaker vessel. All right, it's in. Okay. It's in there. All right, here we go again with Wiley 7. No, Wiley, only when you come home, where I got to stand and greet you. That works, but not every time you. Yeah, when I walk in the room, you have to stand. And so that's in about in a book. Then Adam eat the apple after Eve told him to. So is it 1 Peter? Where is 1 Peter located? Okay, I got it. 1 Peter 3 and 7. Okay. All right. 1 Peter 3 and 7. Likewise, yeah, your husband dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Likewise, yea, husband, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Uh-huh. That's in 1 Peter 3 and 7. That's in the book. Okay? That's in the book. Because Peter was a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay, that's in the book. I didn't make it up. It's in the book. It's in the book. Okay. It's in the book. Oh, yeah. It's in the book. Oh, right now. Hey, felt that. Hey, in the book. Okay. And I was reading out of the King James Version. Okay. Oh, basha na. Glory. Type it in the chat. It's in the book. It is written. Oh, let me sit on down. Oh, I felt that. Okay. But thank y'all so very much. Here we go again. Y'all having a whole debate right there. You're having a whole debate. Oh, man. You just never know. Okay. Okay, here we go. Listen. y'all not going to change my mind about this Bible. This is what I believe. I believe in this book. I believe in the Holy Bible. So you're not going to change my mind about the Holy Book. This is what I was raised under. It got good principle. Woo, Lord, strength, blessings, blessings. It's on this book. Get power. So you're not going to change my mind about the book. Some of y'all said it's been written and this and this. I understand that. But you ain't going to change my mind. Now, the book might not be for you, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Oh, Shabbat. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. I'm reading the King James Version. I don't read the NLT version, the New American Version. I read the King James Version. That's the version that I read. Hey, Bashana, I don't read all them different. I don't read all them different books that they got out and all that. That's the book that I read. Okay. All right. Okay. So, man, one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm about to close. In my close, one of my favorite scriptures. Excuse me. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, one of my favorite scriptures. One of my favorite scriptures, and it's going to touch somebody because this is a message right now, and y'all can send y'all offerings. This is my favorite scripture, Psalms 40:1. And it reads, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. That's my favorite scripture. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Oh, man. There we go. That's my favorite scripture. That is my favorite scripture in the Word. That is my favorite scripture. Okay. That's my favorite scripture right there. All right. In the book. Okay. My favorite scripture is Isaiah 54:17. See, people are posting their favorite scriptures. Thank you so very much for posting your favorite scripture in here. We got a sister in here. Latavia is, she posts her favorite scripture. Isaiah, Lord, send me to Isaiah. Send me to Isaiah. Send me to Isaiah. Okay, here we go. Send me to Isaiah because I haven't really been reading my word like that. So it's been a long time for me to find out where is everything at. Okay, send me to Isaiah. And so thank God that we have the book. And so thank God for the table of contents, because just in case you don't know how to get to the scripture, you can get to that way. Okay, oh, Isaiah, is that in the okay, wait a minute, that's in the Old Testament. Okay. That's in the Old Testament. See, I haven't read my Bible in a long time. And so I gotta get back to my word. That's in the Old Testament. Okay. And I haven't read my Bible in a long time. Please excuse me. I haven't read it in a long time, but that's all right. That's all right. Let me get to that's in the Old Testament. And you said Isaiah what? What did she say? Isaiah what? You said your favorite scripture is in Isaiah. Can you post that scripture somewhere in Isaiah? Let me scroll up. Latavia, post your scripture again. Oh, Isaiah 54:17. Isaiah 54:17 is her favorite scripture. All right. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. I like that scripture. Oh, man. Yes, Lord. I like that scripture. Oh, hallelujah. And then in Isaiah, it said this. It said in Isaiah 6, the 61 chapter in the first verse, in my clothes, that said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. That is my scripture. Man, look at that. Okay. The people post their favorite scripture. Somebody, John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Glory. Oh, man. Okay. All right. I know y'all post your scriptures and stuff like that. Oh, man. Let me see. When you open this book, you just open it up and read your book and all of that. You just never know what is going to happen and all of that. And wow, you just never know when things are going up for that way. And so, wow. Okay, man. Ooh, let me put this down. Receive it. You just never know where it's good things in this in this book. There's power in this book. You better say it. Oh, man. So I'm going to get back into my book, get back into the Word. I need a Bible with big letters because this Bible got small letters. I need the Bible with big letters. So I'm going to go to the Bible store and get one with big letters, with large print, and I got to give me some highlighters. I'm going to get back into my Word. Oh, man. And God want me back into the Word. I don't know what he's leading me for, but he want me back into the Word. He want me back into the Word. Oh, man, I see Ephesians 6 and 1. It said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature some words I can't pronounce, so I ain't going to mess it up in a good word. I got to get into the word. But we thank y'all so very much. I don't want to mess up the words in here in the book. So I got to get back into my book. It's been a while. It's been years since I got into this word. It's been years. I don't want to mess up the words, so I'm going to make sure. Let me close this book right there. I don't want to embarrass myself because there's 500 people watching. Oh, man. Ba-sha-na-na-na. Oh. Hey, ba-sha-na. Okay. Let me not do that. Okay. We thank y'all so very much for coming in and showing support. I want to give a special shout out to the producers. Thank you for that. I want to give a special shout out to the producers for the support. We're trying to get to LA. We can't get to LA for free. It costs money. So we want to cover the trial of Brother Tory Lanez trial because he's been accused of doing things to Megan, popping her with a weapon. So we want to get there to cover that. So again, we are asking for your donations. Right now, we put the request in for a stakeholder. We put the request in for $5,000. And right now, we need approximately, we need $4,907 to get there, to get to LA. So if you can be a blessing, send it to the Cash App, to the PayPal, and contribute to that. And thank you so very much. So my supervisors are probably wondering where I am. Wow, get to work. I don't want you to get fired, but you got to contribute to the show. Okay? We're trying to get to LA to cover that. So if you want to be a blessing, send your donation, send it to the Cash App, you can send it to the PayPal, send it to that. I know some of you all made a pledge that when you get paid, you will donate. Thank you so very much for that. So I see it. So thank you for that. Thank you for those that have gave. Special shout out to those that have contributed to the show. Love you, love, love you, members. We're going to reschedule our live. We was going to do one yesterday, but I was under the weather. So we're going to do it this weekend because I'm off. And that's what we're going to do for this weekend do a members only. So we're going to do like a mukbang. We're going to have a special, special guest on the show. And I want to say, I say that humbly. We're going to have a special guest on the show. And we're going to do a mukbang. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. Okay. Special shout out for that. And we tried to get Tasha K and also Tasha K moderator on the show, but she definitely didn't do that. And so we want to make sure that really happened. So again, we had a person on our show in the chat. They was a book writer. They was writing books. And the people came out and they just dragged her being a book writer. And of course, she got upset. And I said, listen, sister, you are a book writer. You write books. So don't get offended when the chat is roasting and gagging you. Because again, when you write books, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, if you're an author, somebody will buy that book. So be appreciative of that because we do a book club. Seriously, if you're a fan over here, we will buy your book. Timothy Bland, we purchased his book. The guy from Pose, we purchased his book. DJ Envy, we purchased his book. Roland Martin, we purchased his book. So it's plenty of books that we have purchased. So when we talk about what's the name of your book, we serious because we buy books over here. We got somebody that spent $10. I prefer you send it on the Cash App, but thank you for sending it over to the Super Chat. So we're gonna deduct that from that $10. So again, we're gonna minus $10. So now we need $4,897. And so yes, we purchased all of that. We purchased 50 Cent book as well for that way, and that's what we do. And so we read books over here. Thank you, brother. We got Brother Rico out here, radio personality, internet personality. He needs to be in radio. He does mashups and all type of stuff. Brother Rico is in the chat. I don't know if Brother Rico want to call in, say something to Brother Wiley, Brother Rico. I sent the call in number. Brother Rico, he is a internet entertainer, blogger, in the B sector, and he can throw down some liquor. So yeah, I don't know if he want to say something. I don't know if he want to say something. I don't know if he's drinking right now. So yeah, shout out to Brother Rico for that way for coming in all the way from New York. That brother actually met the girl that's leaving from the Breakfast Club. He met her. He was at her coffee shop. And so that brother came in a coffee shop and took a picture and told that woman, hey, that he want to meet DJ Envy. I remember that. He said, I want to meet DJ Envy because, in his words, he said, DJ Envy looked good. And Angela Yee said, well, I'm going to tell DJ Envy what you said. And Brother Rico, the brother with brother that get on the platform and cry, the brother that took off his clothes, literally got clothed and linked up with Sister Angela Yee. And I tried to tell that brother, I said, your gift going to make room for you in New York. If you tap into that and take your platform serious, you can actually interview Angela Yee, interview DJ Envy, interview Charlamagne Tha God, interview all those type of people in New York, because you are in the industry, one of the top leading industry when it comes to media. So when you tap into the when you tap into that, God truly going to bless you. Your blessings going to come in when you tap into that. I've been telling that man that for years. So when you, because if I was in New York, you're going to see me on Sherry Shepherd's show. You're going to see me on The View. You're going to see me interviewing Whoopi. Any chance I'm going to be all outside. Whoopi, can I say this? Oh, I'll be helping Wendy Williams, getting a click in The View by helping her walk, because you know she can't walk. Help me, help me, help me. I'll be interviewing her. So if you're in New York, use that. Get that camera and get to work. Get that camera and get to work. Put that liquor bottle down and get to work. Get that camera and interview people. I don't know if that's true. And this is Brother Rico.
What up, though?
How you doing, Brother Rico? Calling from New York. How you doing?
Child, I'm just listening to you, and you are a mess. You are still a mess. But
I've always been this way. But you in New York, and I see you around Angela Yee and Charlamagne and stuff. I know she's leaving the Breakfast Club. So I want to ask you, since you're in the business, who do you think should replace Angela Yee?
In my opinion, if they was, I would say like they had like Nadeska, like from Everyday Struggle with DJ Academic, Joe Button, because she's actually another journalist from MTV. Or, but I don't think that nobody can replace Angela Yee. That's just my opinion.
Because me personally, I think Kendra G, I think, would be a good look, because she worked with Charlamagne back in the day, and I think New York would be just an upgrade for Kendra G, because she's already good on social media. She's entertaining. She already have a buzz, and I think that would be good for the Breakfast Club. But I love the fact that you call into the Breakfast Club, and you like DJ Envy.
Yes. He like a crush. I know I shouldn't be saying that because he's married, but a crush that I would love to meet and get an autograph from him, too.
I'm surprised you haven't met him. You in New York. You should have just been laying out in the studio or something and try to take a picture, because, you know, he's in New York, so you there.
Yeah, I will. I will eventually. You know, just I just been just getting myself together here, got my own place and stuff. But, yeah, I'm just happy for you, because I'm just still stuck over in the beef sector. So,
you're still stuck over in the beef sector. I told you, once you interview all these people, you will get out of that beef sector. I told you for a long time, that sector is entertaining, but it's not like a long-term thing. Because when I was in the sector, I was in there for a couple of years, for about 3 years maybe. And it's just not a long-term plan. That sector, you get in, get your followers, and then you go to another sector. Like, it's entertaining to watch, but for growth, for opportunities, I don't think that sector is that type of sector for those type of opportunities. Because, again, they just talk about each other. And I don't think none of them really try to reach 30,000, 40,000. It's hard for them to reach a lot of subscribers because it's a very limited audience when you're in the big sector, in my humble opinion.
Correct, you know, but I'm still following, doing what I do with my mashups, and things are coming together. I'm just, you know, just praying on that. And just congratulations to you, because you're doing it big over here. So I've been watching.
I did it, and I went to Atlanta, and I was with Sean Bradley, Jay Wilson, Five Aid, Nicole Tyler, who was that? Timothy Bland, and Jay, all of them. And I was just outside this mansion in this place in a predominantly wealthy area. And I said, wow. And some told me, change the sector, change the content. And ever since that Atlanta trip, I just changed, and I just wanted something better. And I'm glad that I changed. Did I take a hit from viewers? Yes, because a lot of people in the beef sector, unfortunately, they do not follow celebrity gossip. They just love the beef. But I just stayed consistent, and God, you know, blessed me. I grew a new audience, absolutely. I did, you know. It took me a while to do it, but I did it. And so now I have either higher goals and stuff like that. But you could definitely do it, because you're in New York. If I was in New York, I would go to The View. I would interview these people. I would be outside. I'll be out hustling, because you're in New York City, one of the best marketing media empires in the world. New York is that industry. Because all the shows
are
there. Well,
maybe
you need to
come out here.
I'm visiting New York, absolutely. And I already have like a lineup of people that I want to interview, even people from LGBT media, excuse me, that lives in New York City. I know a lot of people that live in New York, and New York is just that place. If I could afford New York probably would be on the list. It would be like Atlanta, L.A., and New York, because New York is that place. And it reminds me of Chicago, with, speaking of public transit. So, but it's just so expensive. But if I was there, almost definitely, I would take advantage of those opportunities. And I feel like, oh, you're there. You should take advantage of those opportunities, because you're around those celebrities.
Great. Great. I just got to get my mind focused. Really,
you
really
get it focused. And once you get it focused and do the work, you got it, and it will happen. And you're going to be like, dang, well, I appreciate what you told me, because this is popping. And you're going to get invited to the parties, because you're there. Like, you can go to the store and see Angela picking up her coffee. Like, you're there. And if she sees you out here working, interviewing, there's no telling. She's like, you know what? You need to intern for my new radio show. Or you need to intern for the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? If they actually see you out here working in the streets, they actually will help you and will say, oh, man, I'm going to bless this brother. This brother been doing stuff. Intern for the View or something. And that can happen if you really put that work in and get out of the beef sector, because that stuff's so small-minded. You are in industry. You're in New York City. Now, I understand if you're in Alabama, but you're in New York. And so you should take advantage of all of that New York media presence and use that for your YouTube channel.
And I'm taking all of that in, like, on some real stuff. I'm taking it all in.
No problem.
But I'm always watching In the Bushes and stuff like that. You had a great topic and stuff like that. So that's one of the calls and check in. And no, I don't be getting drunk no more and be doing all that stuff, okay?
Well, that's a good thing. I actually was in Chicago, and I wasn't drunk, but I got tipsy. I had Hennessy and Box, Hennessy and Red Bull, and I had Hennessy and Red Bull, you know, in Atlanta, and I wasn't drunk. I was tipsy.
And knowing your butt don't drink, I know you don't cuss, but knowing you don't even drink.
I'm social, and, you know, I'm a social drinker. But in my personal life, not like when I'm at home and stuff like that, but I'm a social. But it's good to hear you sound good. You sound great. And I'm looking forward to 2023 for Rico Report to see how that brand is going to take off next year.
Yes, and pray to God. Yeah, most definitely. Hopefully it'll take off well. I should have been a lot further where I am, but I just lost another channel with 4,000. Hey, I'm just doing what I need to do, but I ain't going to hold you up or nothing like that.
Thank
you.
But Sheretta Smith said, Wiley, stop pumping that man up. Angela is not going to put that man on her show. He's probably can't get near Angela Yee, but he was by Angela. Can you talk about that experience? Because this person, Sheretta Smith, a supporter and author and a supporter of Tasha K, That's what she said. But can you tell us about your experience being around Angelique? Because I saw the video.
Well, I did actually meet Angelique when I first got here in New York, my first month. And my friend knew about New York, and I actually went to her coffee shop, which is called Everyday Coffee or something like that here in Brooklyn. And, yeah, I did meet her. She was nice and sweet. She wasn't stuck up or nothing like that. And she was just there, just like a regular person and everything like that. And she watched my show. I told her about my YouTube channel and everything like that, nice and sweet. Now, hopefully, if I get my act together, because I do things differently on my platform, then, yes, I will succeed more. But, yeah, that's all I had to say. And Tasha K is trash, so anyone that follows her, of course, that will be on your mind.
Wow. Well, we thank you so very much for giving your response.
<Okay. laughs>
All right. If I'm in New York, yeah. I would definitely hit you up with New York. Just send me a text. I would definitely be there because I know you probably got a different number because I got like 3 different numbers of you.
Yeah, most definitely. I hit you up, though. All right.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. God bless. All right. Did you hear that, Serena Smith? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, Serena also said, last I see, Angela has a bodyguard now. Okay, I love Serena. So she was in the bushes the whole show and came in at the last, and we extended the show for about 4 hours. Wait a minute, I'm getting some DMs. Oh, this old stuff. She has Sharetta call in. Can somebody tell me how to pronounce her name? Ababaha. All right, we still doing the telethon. How to pronounce her name? Can somebody call in and tell me how to pronounce her name? I want to make sure I get it right. How to pronounce her name? I like doing this telethon, but good googly moogly. I'm going to have to call my mentor and say, how do I raise this money? I'm going to call my mentor later on. I'm going to send a donation. He can give me a good prophecy how to raise it. I'm going to send a donation to him. Okay, I said call in. Y'all typing it in. You got to call in. I'm a little slow. Call in. That ain't going to work. But I'm going to still call her Serena. You better call in and tell me how to pronounce that name. I said, call in and tell me how to pronounce it. Y'all try to type it out. That don't know word. If you don't sit, I was from the slow class. They didn't write it out. They sat down and said it in my ear 1,000 times, and that's when I get it. Good morning, Mia. What are you doing? Oh, okay, okay. Okay, you need to come on. You need to come on my show so you can talk about it because I'm live right now with 500 people. Oh, his trip is already booked and everything. This is my friend. He's a traveling agent and stuff like that. So we're going to talk to you. I thought we could go somewhere, but it's too late, I guess. Only thing going to be open his leg. Okay. All right. And Oliver's trip is next year and it's already booked and everything like that. I haven't talked to you in a while, so I'm gonna talk to you later on during the day because everything is closed. And I'm gonna call you back later on, and so maybe go to IHOP or something. Oh, okay. I'll call you after you get off work, and we can go to Applebee's. I mean IHOP or something. Okay. Bye bye. Okay. All right. You just never know who I'm going to call. I'll be calling my people late in the middle of the I'm a late owl. Okay. Okay. Kelly? Now, how to pronounce her name? Oh, I thought you were talking to me how to pronounce the name. I know you at work. What's up? I'm doing all right. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Facts. I agree. So you, I agree. No, I hear you. When? I remember that. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so very much for calling in for that. Wow. All right. Bye-bye. Yes, I remember that. Bye-bye. I was watching that episode because Larry Reed was getting interviewed by NeNe Leakes. And NeNe Leakes said, who is your favorite content creator? And he said he don't have one. I remember that. All right. Okay, that's somebody's number. Okay. All right, let me save it. Okay. All right. Thank you so very much. All right. Okay, and save that. All right. Yes, Lord. Oh, my sister said she's feeling better. She's feeling better today. So I'm in contact with her. So people just know she is feeling better. So I thank y'all for y'all prayers and thoughts and prayers. We put a prayer request to pray for my sister. She's battling the Rona. And so she just talked to me, DM me, and said she's feeling a little better. So continue to pray. Thank you all for your prayers. And people, be careful out there because it's still running rapid. Yes, Larry doesn't have. Sharetta said, yikes, Larry doesn't have a favorite content creator but has some on his roster. That was cold-blooded. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we still got her on here. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's good because she was really going through it because I was thinking about getting on a flight and going to see her, but I was like, man, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? Because if I get a well, then I may catch it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need that to catch anything because I just don't want it, you know? Last time they said, the doctor said I had it and not a symptom the first. Ah, glory. Hey! So they said I had it. And not a symptom. And people would say, well, you may be asymptomatic. Well, I said, it was the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so that was like last year, because I got tested. I went to the clinic, and they said, do you want to get tested for the flu and all, get tested? And I said, yeah. So I got tested got the email, and they sent an email, and they said that it was positive. Not a symptom, not a cough, not a runny nose, not aches, not pain, not headache, none of that. So none of that. And then I thought I had it again, and I got tested negative. Then I thought I had it the last time about a month ago, got tested negative. So, you know, they tested and everything like that. And then I get tested regularly on the job, negative. You understand what I'm saying? So it is what I just thank God, Negative, 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 negative. Thank you, Hot Mess History. Thank you so very much for coming through. A good top content creator. Love her so very much. She do documentaries. Love her. One of my top favorite people that does documentary. I love her so very much. Thank you so very much. How many of you know it wasn't? Okay, it wasn't free. So, yeah, I had it, but it was horrible. Thought I was going to. Oh, wow, protect yourself out here. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Did Tasha K call you, Sharetta Smith? My son was asymptomatic but could have passed it. Child, let me head to the office and clock out. Yes! So, you know, Sharetta said she had it. I just want to know, did Tasha K buy her book? Did Tasha K pray for or anything like that? Wasn't you in Chicago, you might be asymptomatic. And so, no, I was, that was a while. That was a while and not recently, yeah. Mm-hmm, that was a while, but I wasn't, and I don't believe I was in Chicago. For what? Why would Tasha call me and pray for you? Did she pray for you? Did she say, why no? Pray for Sharetta Smith. She's going through it in her body. Did she pray for you? Did she pray for you? I was just asking a simple question. When you call it, did she pray for you? Let me see. Did she pray for you? I asked the question. I'm going to see if she's going to answer before we go. Did she pray for you? I know you was that sick. I said, did Tasha K pray for you? Let's see what she said. Did she pray for you? All right, she ain't gonna respond. I don't see her respond. I ain't pray for her. She prayed. Oh, God, me too. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, I asked if she prayed for you. She prayed over her. Wait a minute. She didn't know. She didn't know. You didn't tell her? You a writer. You didn't write her an essay and tell her you was on the sick and shut-in list? You didn't pray for... She didn't pray for you. She didn't pray for you? Hey! Did she put a prayer for you? No one but my family knew of it. Oh, she... Yeah, I understand. I'm just asking a question. Did she pray for you? So she did not pray for you because you didn't tell her. And that's what, you know, you got to put your request in. When you're going through your body, put a request in and everything like that. So she said, no one but my family knew I was sick. Oh, right. And so I understand. I just asked a question. I said, did you pray for her? And so everything like that. Nene said, Wiley, everybody don't tell all their business. I understand it, Nene. I just asked her a simple question. Did she pray for her? And the answer was no. All right. But over here, we pray for. Over here, we pray for people. That's what we do over here. All right. And Nene, you must be a new subscriber, Nene. And we welcome you because I haven't seen you before. Welcome. And make sure you hit that link and call in, Nene. Nene, I actually have a cousin that's named Nene. So I don't know if that's my cousin Nene. I hope that ain't 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 my cousin Nene, because I got a cousin that's named Nene Cotwright. I got a cousin named Nene Cotwright. Wait a minute. Are you my cousin? I sure got a cousin named Nene Cotwright. Hope that ain't my cousin. Oh, wait. Okay, you not my cousin? Okay, I was about to be a little bit messy. All right, I thought that was my cousin Nene Cotwright. I was about to say something. Oh, okay. All right, that ain't my cousin. Okay, it might be Nene Leakes. Is it Nene Leakes? I thought that was my cousin. Oh, my phone about to die. I didn't even bring my charger. But nevertheless, we're not going to worry about it. I thought that was my cousin. When I said I thought, no, you have the name of my cousin. So I definitely have to ask, was that my cousin? You see, they said no, not the cousin. Not Nene Leakes. While you don't want that smoke from the GOAT, TK. Oh, okay. You say so, Latori. You say, I don't want the smoke. Okay, if you say that. I just ate me some smoked turkey, so if I can handle that, I can handle Tasha K. All right. Okay, please interview Andre Manhole. Okay, that's a great interview request. Okay, I sent another email. Y'all be telling me to interview these people. We sent an email. I sent another one. Okay, we get Andre on the show. I don't mind. Okay, we'll get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be saying, get these people on the show. Do y'all ask these people to come on the Wiley show? Because we be putting the requests. You know, these folks, when they Wiley said a request, it looked like they either they want to get paid. These folks want to get paid. These folks want to get paid. And, yeah, these folks want to get paid. Yeah, these people want to get paid. And we trying to get to L.A. And we raising money to get to L.A. And, yeah. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, God, hit the thing. Give me a second. My gosh, a day. Okay, there we go. Thank you. so, yeah. Ain't nobody checking for her. I'm not. Child, I would interview her when her voice was right. Ever since she, whatever she did, I don't know, whatever, she can't even sing no more. I don't even want to. So I love her when she was on, the Parkers. The youngest, I don't know what happened to her. At all. Okay. So I'm at my business about that. I was about to say, no. You better check when you get there. Okay, I will. We got to raise the money. We ain't there yet. How are we going to check in? We don't even have enough to get a bus ticket. All right. They get upset. I'm ready. A funny person. I'm registered in the Library of Congress. For my stories, if I never write this lady. Why is she still trying to tell us that she's a writer? Okay, ma'am. Good. She is still trying to tell us that she's a writer. Y'all go get a book. Yeah, she's a writer. Okay. Shredda, what do you write about? I love reading. There we go. Already said something earlier. Oh, okay, I understand. You're a writer. Thank you. She writes a book, okay? Thank you so very much for that. Shredda, what do you write about? I love reading. Writing is her world. And I said something earlier. I understand. There we go. But because you said that's because you said you buy books. Wiley be good. I'm going to be good. Thank y'all so very much for tuning in to The Wiley Show. Make sure y'all comment and subscribe to The Wiley Show. We've been on for about 4 hours. This show has been awesome and great and everything else. Let little black boy, you are enough. Little black girl, you are beautiful. If you don't have edges, you are beautiful. If you don't have eyebrows, you are beautiful. If you flat chested, you are beautiful. And that's what I have to say. Make sure you have a wonderful, 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 nice, wonderful, wonderful day. Again, we are, we will be going live later on today to raise some more money. We have been nominated for, we have been nominated for an award. And so we will definitely keep you up on that. Thank you so very much. Little black boy, you are enough. Little black girl, if you don't have edges, you are enough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so very much for blessing us with another episode of The Wiley Show. Continue to bless the subscribers, bless the members, bless all that contribute to the show. Give it back to them 100-fold. Lord, bless us that we get to go to L.A. to cover this trial of Tory Lanez to bring awareness to the people. Bless us in 2023. Open up doors. Bring more subscribers. Bring more viewers. Bring more callers in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name that I pray, thank God. Amen. Thank y'all so very much for tuning into The Wiley Show. We're going to see y'all in the next episode. Thank y'all so very much. Y'all be blessed. I have more stuff to talk about, but I'm going to cut it off right now because I got to save stuff for the next episode. Talk to y'all later. Peace. We will do an after show on Station Head. So if y'all up, we're going to do Station Head for about a couple of minutes. I will see y'all over there on Station Head. Peace.
love you too. All right, y'all settle down.
Great opportunity, great company.
Thank you.